to see the commander for this area in the southeastern corner of Damascus, Tadaman. Rebels had taken up position here, but now the army's back in control. Excuse me. Assalamu alaikum.
You're the
commander. You're in charge of this area.
Yes.
You're in your army camouflage, your fatigues, and you're looking at a map of Damascus.
Yes.
This is the area completely under your control now?
This is the front line between us and the other side. You can see it divided.
The bright orange line that's going through this map.
Yes. This front is a steady front. No advance, no withdrawal. So now it's in a war of snipers.
And how long has it been like that?
Since less than a year.
And this is a room here where there's pictures of Bashar al-Assad on the walls, maps, and...
Yes, the former president.
His father, Hafez al-Assad.
Yes, Hafez al-Assad. And some of our martyrs here in Tadaman.
And this young man here with photographs.
Oh, it's you open our wounds. This 20 years old fighters called Ali. These are my close circle of fighters.
They picture of you, best. You've got your arms around each other. Were they killed?
These two martyred, killed here in Tadaman. You know, it's life. C'est la vie.
It's war. You are part of that war.
Of course, we are all small parts of this big war.
Well, let's go see the war on the ground. So the battles took place right on this street.
Yes, you can see the bullets on the walls. Most of the inhabitants here leave the area a year ago and still outside. This street is the border between Damascus and Rural. The front line is now curved. It's not straight line.
So how can you know you're safe here?
Here we are safe nearly 90% because sometimes mortar shells drop here from the other side.
But the rebels who are here, they're from this area. These are their homes.
Unfortunately, we fight some of our farmer neighbors, you know. We fought here for nearly 2 weeks. It was hard, intense fighting. It's totally destroyed. This Abu Trabi street, it was full of life. You can see people everywhere.
But look at it, it's completely dead. This is shocking. This is Damascus.
Yes, it's a war. Here is a piece of our front line.
So around this corner, there may be rebel fighters.
Yes, maybe 50 meters to 100 meters. But our fighters here control.
From who's firing?
It's ours, from our side. خلينا ما في داعي لل
We went to Muadamiya. It was sealed off and people inside were starving. And the military said surrender or starve. Do you agree with that tactic?
Is it better to destroy the whole country? They have no mercy with us. They are Al-Qaeda, they are Jabhat al-Nusra. You know, they are led to all these kinds of gangs.
But in some neighborhoods, people were starving. There was no bread. Why not let the food and the medical supplies in?
Because the rebels get these supplies. But I prefer to let people go outside the area, better and safer.
The aid agencies say it's much better to let people live in their homes.
What homes? Occupied by rebels? I can't call this homes. It's not homes. It's the centers for rebels.
It's their sons, brothers, husbands who are fighting.
They are their choice. Even this, we call him to go out, leave their brothers, their fathers, their relatives. They refused. So what to do with them? I'll not allow any piece of bread to go to for rebels or fighters, one fighter rebel. Why? To kill me and kill my brothers and my children? Why? To be stronger and invade Damascus?